tensions may be rising over North Korea's nuclear program, but South Korea remains outwardly calm. A presidential election comes next week, and the scene in the capital, Seoul, includes parade floats and K-pop. NPR's Lauren Freyer is there.
Presidential election season in South Korea is when Korean pop songs like this one, Cheer Up by the girl band Twice, get turned into this.
1번 문재인.
Moon Jae-in, the name of the frontrunner in next week's election. Freelance film producer Lee Yoon-ji, a volunteer on Moon's campaign, explains how they've changed the words to insert their candidate's name. Each campaign has its own set of songs, drawn from what the world knows as K-pop. For weeks, dancers have been riding around the South Korean capital, Seoul, on huge parade floats, belting out K-pop in favor of one candidate or another. They wear their candidate's signature color with matching hats, umbrellas, even clown wigs and fake animal ears.
One, two, three, five.
So just in case you thought South Korean youth were cowering under their desks Cold War style because of the nuclear threat from North Korea, meet volunteer K-pop dancer and lyricist Jong Min Hong, fresh from the South Korean army, a people soldier, he says.
I'm a people soldier, Korean army. And now, no job.
No job.
북한에 대해서 도발,
never mind North Korea's provocations, he says, youth unemployment is his generation's issue in this election. And he wrote it into the Moon campaign's alternate K-pop lyrics, along with care for the elderly. Morning commutes during election season here mean ducking past rival campaign floats blasting K-pop at one another. It's part of Korean culture and community spirit, says 60-year-old Hong Young-rae. Even he knows most of these teen beat songs, though he says he's able to tune them out when he needs to. Easy for him to say. Covering an election in South Korea has given this visitor a pretty acute case of earworm. Come Wednesday, this country will have a new president, and the streets of Seoul may seem eerily quiet. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Seoul.